The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, ten lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voice, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourself to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, "Ten were cleansed. Well, where they are? Where are the other nine? As now 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other nine? Has none that this foreign returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." Gospel of the Lord. That's why it's important to remind us, in all circumstances, give thanks. So 10 lepers, only one come back. And this one is not a Jew. It's a Samaritan. For them, it's an outsider. So Jesus appreciates, no matter you are outsider, insider, importance, you have a heart, that heart of thanksgiving. At times, we might not give thanks so much if we encounter difficulties, failure. You will always ask why to you and not the others. Give thanks. It's one of the occasions of graces is that you encounter failure. Because when you fail, you share the suffering of Christ. You offer it together with Christ. You are cooperating in the salvation of the world. So you're not least, but you're the first to be with Christ. Jesus loved you. He loves you. He gave you something to share. Just be joyful. No matter situation give you doubts or what things not happening to you. In your mind, always thank the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Anything. Even your hurt, even people scold you, in yourself, say, "Thank you, Jesus," because you receive the same thing on earth. So thank you that I can be more close to you, like you. And this is the way, this is our mass. Our mass is on altar to so offer. This is offering, but it's not really not for nothing. Together with Christ, for the salvation of the whole humanity.